Peter Parker. Harry Osborn.
It's been 10 years.
What have you been up to?
I do some web design.
Peter, you're gonna wanna see this.
Oscorp.
Yet you
under surveillance.
Why?
Isn't that the question of the day?
Nothing is what I thought it was.
I once told you that secrets have a cost. The truth does too.
My name is Richard Parker. I have discovered what Oscorp was going to use my research for.
Okay, here's the deal. Trying to compete with Disney's Marvel Cinematic Universe, Sony is desperately trying to build their own world with only the Spider-Man franchise. This gets in the way of a rather simple story in The Amazing Spider-Man 2, but that doesn't mean the film isn't a fun ride and a decent way to open the summer season. It's definitely better than the first movie for no other reason than it doesn't waste an hour rehashing the original story. In this film, Peter Parker is trying to juggle his girlfriend Gwen Stacy with his secret life as a superhero. He also faces a new villain, a cliched comic book electric man known as Electro. There's also Harry Osborn and the Green Goblin reintroduced, and Paul Giamatti is one of the Sinister Six. But I digress, like the film does. The action is fun and worthy of summer spectacle. The relationship between Peter and Gwen is decent, and not as hem-haw-y as it was in the first film. But the writing is really corny at times and telegraphs every surprise supposedly hidden in the movie. Had this been made before The Dark Knight and The Avengers changed the face of superhero movies, it would have been great. Now it's just okay. The Amazing Spider-Man 2 gets 3.5 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.